KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered light rain or snow today and a high near 40. Winds out of the north-northwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour. Some light rain or flurries tonight with a low of 27. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A reminder, there is a freeze watch. It'll be in effect from tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning for most of those counties along and south of Interstate 80, with the exception of Dallas, off to the northern part of Interstate 80. In the news, two people were arrested on separate drug and other charges in Creston last Friday. According to Creston police, 44-year-old Ian Stover of Creston was arrested Friday evening on a Union County warrant for failure to serve his jail sentence on an original charge of violation of a no-contact order. Stover was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of paraphernalia. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond and until the balance of his original sentence is served. Friday night, 28-year-old Casey Welcher of Afton was arrested in Creston for possession of a concealed weapon, assault on a peace officer without injury, and interference with official acts, along with possession of paraphernalia. His bond was set at $3,600. Friday afternoon, 21-year-old Garrett Abel of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. She was cited and released from custody on a summons to appear. And Saturday afternoon, 19-year-old Carter Menifee from Greenfield was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office this morning reports six arrests from over the past week. On April 11th, 23-year-old Kaylee Renee Roach of Atlantic was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway F-58 near the 1900 block in Shelby County. Upon further investigation, it was determined that Roach's driving privileges had been suspended through the state of Iowa. She was taken into custody without incident and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, no proof of insurance, and operating a non-registered vehicle. She was being held until released the following morning on her own recognizance. 26-year-old Dakota Lynn Bloom of Lakeview was also arrested April 11th. She was taken into custody following a traffic stop along Highway 59. Bloom, who had a statewide warrant for her arrest out of Sac County, was taken into custody without incident, later transferred to the authority of Sac County for an appearance on her outstanding warrant. On April 12th, deputies in Shelby County arrested 22-year-old Emmanuel Alexis Mejia of Denison following a traffic stop on the 600 block of Highway 59 for a traffic violation. Upon further investigation, though, it was determined that Mejia's driving privileges had been suspended through the state of Iowa. A passenger in the vehicle, a juvenile male, was transferred to the sheriff's office and released to a family member. On Sunday, deputies arrested 46-year-old Karen Diane Barker of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, following a traffic stop on Highway 191 in Shelby County. Upon further investigation, Barker was charged with possession of a controlled substance, pharmaceutical, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was transported to the jail without incident and released a short time later after posting a $1,300 surety bond. On April the 9th, the Iowa State Patrol arrested 37-year-old Randy Glenn Newman of Council Bluffs following a traffic stop for speeding along Highway 59 in Shelby County. When it was determined Newman's driving privileges had been barred in the state of Iowa for being an habitual offender, he was transported to the Shelby County Jail without incident and charged with driving while barred, habitual offender, and held under a $2,000 cash or surety bond, which he posted a short time later that same evening. And on April the 8th, authorities in Shelby County were dispatched to a residence in Shelby for a reported disturbance between a man and a woman. Upon further investigation, 50-year-old Chad Ian Dills was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail without incident and released on his own recognizance the following day after making an appearance before the magistrate. Well, the CAM School District will hold a community engagement meeting live via Zoom beginning at 6:30 this evening with regard to district facilities. If you go to the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, you'll find the word Zoom and highlight that. It's highlighted, and you just click on that link to the Zoom meeting, and that's at the CAM Middle School in Messina. If you wish to attend in person, everyone is encouraged to attend the meeting either in person or virtually. Members of the Audubon School District Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting today at the Audubon High School boardroom. That begins at 7 p.m. Some of the action items on their agenda include, but are not limited to, approving the last day of school and the list of graduates, approving an AEA purchasing agreement, approving a quit claim deed for the Christensen Trust, and approval of a late open enrollment request. In other business, the Ottoman School Board will receive updates from Superintendent Eric Traeger with regard to federal COVID relief funds, along with a report on buildings and grounds. At the end of regular business, the board will move into an exempt or closed session for the purpose of strategy negotiations with those employees who are not represented by a collective bargaining unit. Coming out of the closed session, the board will take action on approving raises for those same employees. That is a check of some of the latest news here on KJAN. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.